Welcome to BCP, BCP 389. It's me, it's Pete Cogle, in an unashamedly Latin feel to today's show. That was La Plata, subtitled En Mi Cario de Lata by Chica Libre. And Chica Libre are a band based in Brooklyn and New York in the US. Got that from the fantastic Rock, Paper, Scissors and really enjoyed it, so I thought I'd play it for you. How the hell are you? Hope you're enjoying yourselves. Hope this you're going to enjoy this particular podcast. I've got 10 tracks of very weird and wonderful music. As I said, an awful lot of Latin stuff today. I don't know how this works sometimes. Sometimes my brain just flips this Latin bit, I presume. Yes. Who knows? This one isn't, though. This one is completely different. This is a side project of someone or other. You'll find out in a minute. I'm sure you can guess. This is Souk Dragon and a track called Souk Rats. We'll be right back.
Jonathan. Jonathan.
Excellent stuff. That was Souk Rats by Souk Dragon. I love that name of that band, Souk Dragon. You can find more about them at soukdragon.bandcamp.com. That's S-O-U-K-Q, not S-U-K or S-U-Q. I've seen it spelled sometimes. If I tell you they come from Croydon, and they are part of the stable of Broken Drum Records. Does it give it away who it is? Yes, it is. Of course, it's Vince from Secret Orchestra of the Vatican, co-opted and aided by Ginger Shinobi, the Ginger Ninja, and a bit of Moonbaton there. Very interesting stuff. That's a three-track EP that's just come out, and I think it's great. Go check it out. Been really enjoying that. Interesting stuff, as they I would say interesting stuff. Everything I play is interesting. I've got to think of some different superlatives apart from interesting. Is interesting a superlative? Well, it is in my book anyway. Here is another artist. This one is recommended to me. I got an email from Abdul Hakim, aka AJ, and he has recommended a few bands. Thank you very much, AJ. Thank you much indeed. This is a band called Kanker. I think this is a track that was back in 2002, actually. It's called Step by Step. Step by step, you can do love. No, that track is in fact from 2002, which I have no reason to disbelieve. It's very early, I think, in the sort of jungleist style. Very good indeed. Step by Step was a particular track. Kankadub.com. That's where you'll find Kanka. He is based in France, though I'm not quite sure where. There's not an awful lot of information about him or his stuff, but I really, really enjoyed that. So big thanks to AG for recommending it. And if you have any recommendations, just drop me a line, pete.kogel@gmail.com. Let me know what stuff you like, and we'll get on the show. If it's any good, that is. And if it's not any good, or I'm not quite sure, I'll ask the usual question of myself. What would John Peel do? What John Peel would do with this one is play it. This is Crimson Death versus Pixie Guts, and a track called Kurawong Fall, the Adriel Torres mix. That's from an album of remixes of the track Currawong Fall, originally by Crimson Death, versus Pixie Guts. Now, of course, Crimson Death is somebody I've never really heard of before, but I believe they are based in Canada, Toronto in Canada, and a bit more industrial. And, of course, Pixie Guts, we have heard of Pixie Guts before, we played her on the show, and she's involved in the Pixie Cast, which has got another show up. She doesn't do them very often, but she's got another show up, and she was equally affected by... some of the mess that we had with podcasting, hosting and changing stuff around. So she's moved around to a different host, got that all sorted out, which is very, very good indeed. And of course the Pixie Guts, or Pixie Cast as it were, is also hosted by Void. You've heard on the show many, many times before. Although not recently, actually. I must admit I haven't done anything for a while. I just have to go and rectify that situation and check him out. Anyway, that was the Adriel Torres mix. You can find the album at kurawong.believeband.com, and it's also available from the excellent Sub-Generation Records, part of the EML record label suite. Excellent stuff. Go check it out, and you will be hearing some more of those mixes in different shows, because they're so varied and they're so good. They do cross over, so there's definitely a dubstep mix coming your way in a dubstep zone pretty soon, pretty soon. Right, let's get back to the Latin stuff. Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for a bit of twisting and turning, a bit of wiggling? This is Tunupa by Cali Muzza.
Del dios del maíz, tu furia hace de la tierra sacudir, te enseñas a hablar al colibrí, vuelas en un condor que tú aprendí, fantástico, drástico, práctico, táctico, no hay otro como el bombástico. Al otro lado de la luna, tú te hundiste en la laguna, y ese rayo predicaba que la tuya voz se encontraba, desde hoy un día hasta Collao nace el comienzo de la saga, pura agua guaremara, lucero de la tierra, portento de raza, pequindo, yuquito y guayapa, el corazón del mundo come en huacapata, en mi imperio no hay hambre relata, canto catarata al carabacuraca, fantástico, drástico, práctico, táctico, no hay otro como el bombástico.
By Cali Muzza. You can find Cali Muzza at myspace.com/Cali Muzza. Yeah, interesting stuff. Oh, I said it again. I got that from Rock Paper Scissors at rockpaperscissors.biz. Really loved that. I would have spent a lot more time wheeling around the studio myself through that particular track, but I think I overdid it on the Zumba last night, so I'm a bit stiff. Oh yes. Do tend to sort of go a bit too far on the Zumba sometimes. I really do enjoy it though. And I'm fairly certain Esther, my teacher, is increasing the game a little. I'm sure she's making them a bit harder. We're all working a bit harder. And certainly, I think I lost about 2 or 3 pounds in just water loss yesterday. God, bloody hell. Hot room, hot day, Hot Zumba, yes, very good indeed. Yeah, but that's probably an image you don't want to take home with you, is it? It's probably not, no. Let's have something else. Equally is equally wiggly, though, so if you're interested, you can wiggle along to this. But this is a little bit more relaxed. This is something that reminds me a little bit of what Joe Strummer was doing with the Mescaleros. This is Se Termino el Carnival by Guaco.
Arriba, la escuela del mundo al revés.
That was Guaco. They are based in New York. You can find them at myspace.com/Guaco. Couldn't find any more about them. I can't even remember where I got the bloody track from, but I did get it from somewhere. Se Termino el Carnival is that particular track, and I rather liked it. So as I said, it did definitely remind me of the Mescaleros, Joe Strummer's band. And of course, it's 10 years since he died now. 10 years. I can't believe that. Same. Shame, really. It's a real shame. There's some marvellous artists that will be producing some marvellous work, and they're gone now. Ah, well. I suppose they haven't disappeared into obscurity, and they haven't produced anything sort of mediocre. I suppose the quality of their work stands true. Yes. As is always the case with people that are dead. Yes, their work stands true. Wonder what will happen when I'm dead? Will you still be listening to my podcast, people? No, you'll probably forget me. I know you will. So, what have I been up to this week? Well, I have got a couple of stages further to my own business going live. I am setting up my own new media and social networking consultancy. Hopefully, it's going to be successful. I just don't know. I think it's one of those things. I've got an opportunity at this particular moment in time. I was looking for a new job. I am getting maybe redundant from where I'm working at the moment, and it's time to move on. So I'm trying to set up a new consultancy, and we'll see how it goes. I shall keep you posted. If you want to find out more about the consultancy, I'll put some notes in the show notes. The band. It's not a band or artist. The business is called Suffice Solutions. And if you want to sort of go over and have a little look at some of the testimonials and some of the bits and bobs, then have a look. If you want to get me some work, hey, I love you. Then do that. Then drop me a note. Of course, you can drop me a note at pete.kogler@gmail.com, of course, as well. I'm hopefully going to try and turn the massive success, but not financial success, we have here on the various podcasts at the Podcasting Factory into something I can actually make something to bring home the bacon, as it were. Yes, that's the idea. Will it work? I'll keep you posted. Right, bit of drum and bass. This is from a band from London. They're called Soul Delay. It's a track called Float, which of course is something I want my business to do. We'll be right back. was Soul Delay on a track called Float. You can find Soul Delay at soundcloud.com/Soul Delay from London. And I got that from Flow magazine, which is PHLOW.DE. Interesting way of putting the tracks out. They've gone through various different phases and various different ideas. This year is 366 tracks, one per day, and that's one of them. I got that into my podcatcher, and it made its way to you, and I hope you enjoyed it. Good stuff. I know there are various podcasts that do one track a day. I tried it once, and it was just too much bane in the arse for me. I much prefer the idea of a bunch of tracks and a bit of either a bit of a mixing or a bit of a me, you know, hamming it up in between. What do you think? Yes, don't answer that question. Here's another track from Iboga Records. I've played something from them before, iboga.dk. This is by a band or an artist called Krusseldorf. The track is called Earbuds. I don't know about you, but that definitely tickled my earbuds. That was the track Earbuds by Krusseldorf. That's from an album, I think, curated by Gaudi. So good stuff, as you might expect. Krusseldorf.com is where you'll find that particular artist, and as I said, eboga.dk is where you'll find the album. Excellent stuff. Check it out. Check it out, people. Do you check it out? Do you actually follow my links and listen to some of this stuff? I know some of you obviously do. But we've got lots and lots of downloads. Do you all listen and say thank you to the bands, or do you not? Yes? Nag from Uncle Pete here. Nag from Uncle Pete. This is... next track is a band or an artist called Blossom. SoundCloud.com/Lou Blossom. That's LUBlossom.com. From Slaski in Poland. A track called Canvas. subtle, wasn't it? That was Canvas by Blossom. You can find more about Blossom, as I said, soundcloud.com/Lou Blossom, a Polish artist, from the excellent Export record label at exportlabel.blogspot.com. There we go. Right, that's been 9 tracks, which means the next one is the last. I hope you've enjoyed all that you've heard so far. Artists from all over the place, from Brooklyn in New York, Croydon, France, Toronto, Sydney, Australia, Pachacuti in Chile. I should have mentioned that earlier. That's Carly Mutza. Another one back in New York, then London, then somewhere, I'm not quite sure, then Poland. And then this one, from Brazil. This is a division of a track by Da Cruz at dacruzmusic.com. This is the Stereotype remix of a track called Boom 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 from 6 Degrees Records at 6degreesrecords.com. So I shall leave you with my Boom Boom Boom. You can do whatever you want to do with this, and I hope you enjoy it. Until the next time, see you soon, folks.
Bye.